If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian, and it is Wednesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about here today. Tonight is AW Dynamite, and we got some stuff announced for the show, although not a lot. There's some travel issues, which we'll talk about after the break. But at this point, they've got four segments announced for tonight's show. Four. So we'll tell you what we have announced thus far. We've also got NXT Great American Bash Night 2, which took place yesterday. Second week in a row, I thought it was a very good show. We'll tell you about that. And the big angle in the main event. Man, poor Vinny. He's just in a state after what happened last night on NXT. So, we'll tell you about that. The latest on the Vince McMahon lawsuit. We've got a new television show featuring appearances from AEW stars premiering later this week. So, we'll tell you what that is. We've also got Tony Khan talking about how this is the most important time for AEW. We got Raw ratings from Monday night. Show did very, very well. Going up against the Olympus. In fact, I would go as far as to say that given that this show aired on Sci-Fi, this was like an incredible number. So we'll tell you how Raw did. Kota Ibushi will be heading back to the ring. Got the G1 update. And as always, the full NXT TV report. If you'd like to text us here today, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. I'm F4W Online at gmail.com. That is F4WOnline@gmail.com. Also F4W Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter/X. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Should mention that in about 2 hours, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, there will be, why is that giant Granny's Wrestling Report on the other side of the screen right there?
Is there?
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, maybe that's the commercial in the middle. So Lance is going to be on the show, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. It'll be our, it's supposed to be monthly, live Q&A, and it will be on YouTube and also Twitch, everybody. It's going to be available on YouTube and Twitch. So if you're a subscriber to our YouTube or our Twitch, twitch.tv/F4WVideo, or a video subscriber, video.f4wonline.com, or if you subscribe to me on Twitter, I got a thread up there as well. All of you will be allowed to ask questions to Lance on today's show, live, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. So you can get ready for that later on today. Yes, Granny did say the movie was called Pulp Election.
Pulp Election,
which
yes.
Sounds like an awesome movie, if you ask me. Now, we got a lot of news to get into.
Denomination.
So, the latest on Vince. Vince McMahon's motion to enforce a federal court stay order against Janelle Grant has been denied. Grant filed a petition in the state of Connecticut last month seeking to obtain medical records related to her treatment with Dr. Carlin Kolker at Peak Wellness, which she alleges was arranged through McMahon. The following week, McMahon's lawyers argued that Grant filing the petition violated the federal stay order that had been placed on Grant's lawsuit against McMahon, WWE, and John Laurinaitis back in June. After telling the federal court that she would pause her lawsuit, Ms. Grant immediately violated the stay order, seeking one-sided discovery for her own benefit, McMahon's lawyer said. They asked the court to prevent her from obtaining the materials from Peak Wellness. They also asked that Grant be subjected to contempt and financial sanction. Grant's lawyer said the petition was not subject to the federal court order since it was filed in a state court and neither Dr. Kolker nor Peak Wellness are defendants in Grant's lawsuit against McMahon and WWE. We did not violate a federal stay by filing a state action against a non-defendant, her lawyer Ann Callis responded. Today, the judge ruled that the stay order does not apply to her petition against Peak Wellness. So, that's that. She can get what she wants from from this Peak Wellness, name of the place, Dr. Kolker and Peak Wellness. So, federal court do not ordinarily regulate or sit in review of proceedings in state courts. This is what it was ruled today. And the court's stay order did not purport to extend to any state court proceedings. If there's any objection to state court proceedings, relief should be in state court rather than in this court. Accordingly, the court denies defendant, and that's in all caps, by the way. The court denies defendant McMahon's motion to enforce the court's stay order for failure to show that there's been a violation of the court's stay order. It is so ordered. So, that's the end of that. That's the end of that.
For now, and then news is going to continue.
I'm sure there will be more coming out regularly.
Dribble out very slowly here over the next couple of months.
A new television show featuring appearances from AEW stars will premiere later this week. So this is not an AEW show. It is a TNT show. It is called TNT Overdrive. It will premiere immediately following Collision on Saturday. A video clip posted on TNT's website shows footage of car crashes, chases, and extreme sports clips along with AEW wrestlers.
Wait a second. So this sounds like all those syndicated shows that we've had since the 90s where there's a bunch of crazy car crashes or, you know, near tragedies or near misses and all this sort of stuff, and they just do wraparounds.
Funny you should ask, Mike. TNT Overdrive brings Adrenaline Junkies, a collection of the most thrilling moments and exclusive stories from AEW wrestlers. Saturday, 10-9 Central, following Collision.
So they're telling their story.
How do I not get paid for doing these? Yeah, just doing some stuff, dude. Just a show. Just a show after Collision at 10 on Saturdays. It'll be fine.
You going to be watching?
No.
Set the DVR for it?
Not happening. Not happening.
Oh, God. So this would be all the stuff that used to be on True TV, but now they're moving all of that kind of stuff over there to TNT and TBS, it sounds like.
I guess. Travel issues may cause a change of plans for AEW Dynamite. We only have 4 segments, so I'm not sure how much of it's going to be changed. Tony revealed on social media, several wrestlers are struggling to make it to tonight's event in Winston-Salem.
Struggling.
Although everyone advertised is either already there or en route. So our 4 matches, everything's all right. Con City held off on making further announcements for the show in anticipation of difficult travel in the region, which has been dealing with the impacts of Tropical Storm Debbie.
Yeah, I thought they were in Norfolk tonight. It was going to be really bad, but they're not in Norfolk until next week. But Winston-Salem isn't even near where they're getting hammered the worst over there in Charleston and areas like that. But it shows you how big and how bad this thing actually is. So everybody be safe who is going to the show and then trying to get out of it.
So the lineup for tonight, we have got Brian Danielson, Jeff Jarrett, No DQ, with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat as the special guest referee. Dave is really hung up on the fact that they also said no time limit, so he thinks this is going to go like a really long time. The thing here just says no DQ, so I don't think we're going to go like 40 minutes. We've got MJF versus Kyle Fletcher for the...
Although if anybody was going to, and yeah, MJF and Ospreay had a great
one. It's Jeff Jarrett,
but...
bro, in a singles match at 55. They ain't going 40 minutes.
You're telling me, though, if they had to, Jeff Jarrett and Bryan Danielson couldn't do 40
They could have a very slow match for 40 minutes. But
slow.
Unless nobody else shows up at the building. I would not expect that. MJF and Kyle Fletcher for the American title. Shibata versus Brian Keith. Face versus face. As in their actual faces. And they have announced Mariah May will face Viva Van. That's what's been announced for the show tonight.
So she got in early. She's a West Coast person, is she not?
I guess so.
Out your way?
I don't know, actually. I know she's done Defy. I don't know if she's actually local. Bro, I thought that Brody King was from Seattle. He wasn't.
Where's he from?
He was, like, from Southern California or something. They just flew him up all the time.
I could see that, though.
Yeah, the same thing with Swerve. Swerve is gimmick local. He's not really local. He was there for, like, 6 months and then moved to, like, Germany. And then moved to, like, the East Coast. So I thought he was a local guy. You know, they pushed him as a local hometown hero.
Hey, you can't say anything about anybody having a gimmicked hometown. Bothell, Washington? Come on, you never lived there. Never
I live there now. It's the only place I've ever lived. I guess I lived in Linwood for a while.
Yeah.
That was a gimmick.
Ever?
Okay.
What,
never.
What do you claim there? What if there was a place we were going to in Washington State, where would you actually say is a wonderful place to go?
Bothell.
Bothell is like a nirvana of Washington State?
Nice little place.
Okay.
There's lots of nice little places here that aren't Tacoma or Everett. Or there's a
you
lot
ever go
of
out to Spokane?
Nah. Dude, no. Spokane is in Idaho, basically. It's literally on the Idaho border. It's as far from my house as any place in this state.
You like nature.
Four
like
and a half bigger. Hours I would have to drive. Nature?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about Washington? I'll explain it to you.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a giant mountain range in the middle of it, okay?
Uh-huh.
On my side, there's forests and streams and lushness. Mm-hmm. Well, on the other side of the mountain, it's a freaking desert. It's like 8 below in the winter and 3,000 degrees in the summer.
So you're saying you're not hardy enough to do it.
So no, I'm not going over there.
Okay, if you had
It's hot enough
choice,
on this
though,
side.
You have one choice.
You want to know how hot it is in Spokane?
You can either go in that direction or you can go south to Oregon. Which one are you doing?
I go to Oregon.
Really?
I don't have to go to Portland.
You have to go to Portland.
That hellhole.
Yeah, you have to go to Portland. What are you going
to
do?
No, you don't have to go to Portland. All right, let's see how hot it is in Spokane. I'll bet it's closing in on 100.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be 89 this afternoon.
Oh, come on.
I'll look at the rest of this week. Yeah, look, 89, 90. It's not too bad, actually.
You're adding in the heat index. Look at you.
Back in a moment. Observer Live.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Man, all coast to coast. All right.
You're George Norrie. I'm sorry.
Tony Khan says the most important time ever in the history of all elite wrestling. He was a guest on Q101 recently.
Where?
Continue to sound optimistic that his company is on the verge of a new media rights deal. Have you any of you ever heard a Tony Khan interview where he did not sound optimistic? I remember that one time he wept. Come on. So he thinks it's going to be great. Over 5 years, he said, it's really been building to this point where AEW is going to jump into the media rights and be a very profitable, successful company that has lived up to every expectation we ever could have had, because we've done so many amazing things in these years. We've done all these amazing pay-per-view records. We've done pay-per-view numbers, whether adjusted or straight up, however you want to look at it, head-to-head. Very strong compared to the last few years of WCW.
What are we doing? Stop.
No wonder he's so positive.
Here? What are we doing? Stop it. Why are we comparing the last couple years of WCW compared to
your... Hey, listen, if you want to compare to those first few years of WCW, that's one thing. But I don't know about comparing yourself to the last few years.
Promoters, don't do it.
You didn't lose $62 million. Congratulations. He put over Shark Week.
He's had to put over Shark Week. But apparently it's been a good thing, because this is...
People seem to like this Shark Week thing.
Especially Zaslav, apparently.
Wow. Sharks really that cool?
I don't know.
I never cared that much about sharks, personally.
Well, especially, too, when you're on the beach, and this has happened to me before in different parts of the Delmarva area, where you're sitting on the beach, and then they have those gimmick planes that drive by, or the boats that go by with an ad on it, the banners and everything, and they're hyping up Shark Week. Like, this is the last thing I want to see when I'm actually sitting on the beach, is to be reminded that I could die in that water. Stop it.
Yeah, I got to mention, I think we talked about the Collision number yesterday, but Rampage and Collision, both, speaking of records, all-time record lows. Now, the Collision number actually was the least number of people that have ever watched an AEW show ever, but honestly, the Rampage number, which was better than Collision, was actually worse. Because Rampage was, like, in its normal time slot. It was in its normal time slot on its normal day, and it did the lowest Rampage number of all time. And that includes Rampages that were preempted at 2 p.m. Pacific or whatever. So the Rampage number was an atrocity. The Collision number was an all-time record low as well, but that one at least aired, like, at a weird time. It aired 5 o'clock or whatever. And I will say the one thing, the number actually was 189,000 viewers and a 0.08. Now, the actual viewership, 189,000 viewers, there has never been an AEW show on any night, on any station, anywhere ever, that has done 189,000 viewers. Now, the 0.08 is actually only the second lowest, because they actually did a Collision against the Royal Rumble that did a 0.06.
Yeah, but look at the actual... we'd have to go see what the viewership of that was, because obviously pulling a 0.08 out of the 189,000, you know, you can say, yes, technically there was a lower number, but the actual number of
viewers...
Well,
yes, there was a lower...
vastly lower.
18 to 49, but the viewership, there has never been a lower one. In fact, that it was 300,000 and a 0.06 for the Royal Rumble. This was a 0.08 and 189. So the one thing I will say about it is, I mean, the main reason it did so poorly, it's not even because it was moved, because shows get moved all the time. But if you look at the quarter hours, no one had any idea it moved. That was the issue. Because you can look at... it's like the... I think it may be the only AEW show I've ever seen that the quarters just, they went up the entire show. It was like every moment that passed, another person went, oh, wait a second, this show's on. Oh, wait, hold on a second, what? So, like, literally, it just went uphill the entire time. That's never happened for an AEW show. So, it was everybody, like, they didn't even know it was preempted and moved earlier. So, with Raw, at least everybody knew that it was at the same time, on the same day, but on a different channel. And, I mean, quite frankly, the Raw number, I would even go as far as to actually say it was amazing. Because they did 1.73 million viewers and a 0.62. And that's on Sci-Fi. It would be one thing if they did this on USA going up against the Olympics. But they did this on Sci-Fi. Yeah. On USA, if you factor in the number of homes with USA, this show would have done 2 million viewers and a 0.70 on USA. And even moving it to Sci-Fi, it still did 1.7 million and a 0.62. Number one rated cable network on Monday, Sci-Fi, because of Raw. And they actually were up 22% in viewers and 21% in 18 to 49 from their normal time slot on USA, having moved to Sci-Fi. So very, very impressive number.
Yeah, and, too bad they're not hot, though.
Well, you know, that's what people say, but they're wrong.
Wait, you see that number for Roman Reigns on Friday. If everybody's gotten their fill of the Olympics or they're kind of burned out on it or anything like that, you know, SmackDown did not do poorly last week at all.
No, they did. SmackDown did really well last week. So.
So time for another one likely this week as well.
Yeah, that number is going to be big on Friday. Kota Ibushi returning to DDT. Yes, he is returning to wrestle. August 25th. Corkin Hall. It will be a six-man, so he can be well hidden.
Yeah, because that always happens in Ibushi matches.
Well, it may need to happen. It may need to happen, but I don't know. Maybe the guy
is even know that yet.
Fully recovered, looks great, moves great, everything's great. Maybe that'll happen.
We'll see.
Skeptical that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But maybe it will. So, yeah.
Anything is possible.
And we've also got...
Well, how long ago was it that he was, like, online asking if anybody had the answers to the questions that his doctors couldn't answer for him when he came to his ankle and everything?
Or
that
the
was
questions,
not all that long ago.
Or the questions his doctors couldn't answer.
Well, didn't he? He was trying to figure out what was wrong, and they couldn't tell him what was wrong, and I need help. I'm trying to figure this stuff out.
It sounds like Lance in his nose. I don't remember Kota Ibushi asking this about his ankle.
Yes, he did. Huh. He did.
Well, that sucks. Maybe he needs to go and get a second opinion. Maybe he needs to put his foot in an X-ray machine or an MRI so they can look in there and find out what's going on.
Something tells me that doctors have given a lot of opinions to Kota Ibushi, and he has looked for others.
Well, see, here's the thing, okay? Lance has got some sort of breathing issue. Okay?
Why are we tying Lance to Ibushi?
Because Lance has also asked people, like, here's what's going on. My doctor doesn't know what's up. Like, anyone have any ideas? So with a breathing issue, it's like this could be a lot of different things. Okay?
You could just be breathing out and forgetting to breathe
in. If you can't walk, I mean, it sounds to me like something's broken or something's torn. Right?
Or you lost it? Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it seems like there are fewer options for my foot hurts than, you know, I have breathing issues. So who knows? I hope he's doing great.
Lance.
Both him and Lance.
Okay.
Yeah. The G1 on Wednesday, Corkin Hall. We had Goto beating Finley. Ren Narita beat Yuya Uemura. Yoda Tsuji beat Hanare. Takeshita beat El Phantasmo. I heard that match was incredible. And Oleg Bolton, who for some reason on our website is always listed as Bolton Oleg.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Jeff Cobb. Jeff Cobb won that match. So now, the standings. We've got Zack Sabre Jr. and Evil tied with 10 points. We got Sonata, Naito, Gabe Kidd. I'm sorry, Sonata and Naito are tied with 8. Gabe Kidd, Umino, Takagi, and Okan, and Jake Lee, all with 6 points. And Callum Newman only has 4. And then for the B block, we got Jeff Cobb in the lead with 10 points. David Finley and Takeshita both have 8, as well as Narita and Goto and Tsuji. So Tsuji's moving on up. We got Hanare and Yuya Uemura with 6. And now it says Oleg Bolton. Damn it. Him and El Phantasma both have 4.
It's interchangeable. Just depends on where you come from.
I don't like this interchangeable.
Tom has been calling him Bolton Oleg on your show for God knows how long.
That's but I ignore half of what he says.
Well,
most of the time.
It's what you usually do with your co-hosts.
Shingo versus Evil is coming up next Thursday. That's tonight.
Oh, Takagi again.
Takagi, Shingo versus Evil. Saber Jr. Zach versus Kid Gabe. Did you see that for the whole thing?
Does anybody call Zack Saber Jr. Jr.? And if they did, would he just tie him into a knot? Like, hey, Jr.
Shota Umino versus Jake Lee. Sonata versus Great O'Conn. And Naito versus Callum Newman.
Is your
own not the personal, hottest card I've ever seen, but
is your
it's
own
there.
Personal hell Sonata and Jake Lee in a 60-minute Iron Man match?
No, because I wouldn't watch it. No offense to anybody involved. Actually, I mean offense. Entertain me. It's sports entertainment.
You uncharismatic bastard.
Not sports boredom. Nobody pays for that. Back in a moment with the NXT report, which was not boring. Observer Live.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, I mostly enjoyed the Great American Bash Night 2. We'll do a full review of this show with old Vinny. He's very, very sad.
Why?
Very, very sad about the main event angle.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just going to talk about the highlights of the show here. I'll do the full review with Vinny. But the thing I want to talk about most, the person, is old Kendall Gray.
I'm all for you doing this, but you better give credit.
Incredible, dude. Like, I am blown away by Kendall Gray. Like,
that rhymed.
3 months she has been wrestling. 3 months. And she went in there with Ren Sinclair. And, you know, she's not, I mean, she's got a ways to go. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying she should be called up to the main roster immediately. I mean, the two weaknesses that she has are that she kind of does the, you know, when you sell, you just die. You know, like you get hit with something and you just fall down and you're like dead. So she has that going on. She needs to kind of work on that. And then the other thing is, like, she doesn't have a lot of in-ring charisma. She does all of her stuff, okay? But, holy smokes, I mean, I swear people are going to think that I'm making this up or whatever, but I challenge you all, go watch Ren Sinclair and Kendall Gray, and you find me on this earth, okay? Somebody who does a better deep arm drag in 2024, any promotion, male or female, I don't care, than Kendall Gray.
Okay, let's take out Yuya Uemura.
No, I'm not even sure, dude. In fact, it was funny because the main event was Axiom and Nathan Frazier. And, like, I was just sitting there like, I watched this arm drag over and over again. It was, like, the greatest arm drag you ever saw. And then Nathan Frazier comes out and decides, I can do better. And so he did one, like a real deep, sweet arm drag. It was not as good. So anyway, the first thing they did in the match was like a flying arm bar. She did this flying arm bar early. It was awesome. She moves great. Just
she
a
does.
total natural in the ring. So, I mean, the only negative I've heard anyone else say is, well, she's short. I'm like, hello.
Like that matters. Is she taller than Thea? She'll be all right.
Anybody who says that Kendall Gray is too small or too short
is an idiot.
To be a female wrestler in WWE needs to go to a live event and watch one of the women's matches. Okay? I don't care what you see on television. Like, I had somebody on the chat go the other day, you know, Charlotte, it says on Wikipedia she's 5'10". Get real. She ain't nowhere near 5'10", okay? And, you know, Alexa Bliss maybe is 5 feet tall, maybe. There's no way Zelina Vega even hits 5 feet tall.
No.
I mean, she's going to be fine being
small. Liv Morgan
small.
Is no giant.
Yeah, Liv Morgan, all of them. So, anyway, and her and Ren Sinclair had, like, a really good match. And a funny thing was, they're doing this storyline where Ren Sinclair wants to be in the No Quarter Catch crew. And Charlie Dempsey, I don't know what's wrong with this guy. He's like, no, we don't want you in the group. And he's an idiot. So she finally, you know, she, for those of you that don't follow NXT, so I don't even know how to explain this.
He was going to say how far are you going back?
Charlie Dempsey is William Regal's son, okay? His gimmick is that he is a shooter. He's really not a very good promo. He really doesn't have a lot of charisma. So they're trying to figure out how to bring this out of him, okay? Because it's William Regal's son, you know what I'm saying? He's got to have something inside him. So what they did was the storyline is he has decided that he is a mobster. He looks up to Tony D'Angelo. So they end up at, you know, what's his face? Gable Stevenson.
Damon Kemp. They were in the Damon parking Kemp. Lot, and he was going
well,
to
hold on, don't get out of this here.
Go ahead.
Damon Kemp was part of the No Quarter Catch crew, okay? Well, Damon Kemp just one day got fired, so they had to find a way to get him out of storyline. So what they came up with was he was murdered. He was murdered.
That was, we don't know that.
No, don't pull this crap. He was murdered by the No Quarter Catch crew, and he was shoved in a trunk, his body, and he's dead. Okay? Now, as they're murdering him, well, Rin Sinclair catches a glimpse. So she's a witness.
As the NXT cameras film all this, by the way.
So Rin Sinclair, well, hold on a second, Mike.
Yes.
Yes, the camera people were there. But it was never captured on camera what happened. It is possible the cameramen don't know. They only saw the slam shut.
The same way it's possible he's alive.
But Ren saw it, Mike. Ren saw it.
All right.
And they know, oh boy, if she, you know, she says something, we're sunk. Because he's dead!
And at first, she wasn't going to say anything, but then...
Hey, she wants to be in the No Quarter Catch crew.
Yeah.
This numbskull doesn't want her in. So finally this week, you know, she's going to have a match with Kendall Gray. And they come to this agreement that if I win the match tonight against this woman who has never won a match ever, I get to be in the group.
But they came to that agreement in the very famous NXT kitchen where things go down. And the D'Angelo family walked in as she was trying to state her case. And then Tony D'Angelo laid out, he was the one. I mean, look how much influence Tony D'Angelo has had.
Of course. You don't want to cross
him.
That guy.
My God.
So anyway, it's Rin Sinclair versus Kendall Gray. And the reason I like Rin Sinclair and I think she should be in the group is because the group, I mean, you got Miles Bourne, who is deaf. And so he really doesn't say much. Like, his gimmick is to make jokes about the fact that he's deaf. And then, like, that's literally all that he does for promos. Tavion Heights just got added, but he's in Japan. And, you know, he's whatever. He's new. And then you've got Charlie Dempsey, who, you know, they're trying to figure out how to make him charismatic. But Rin Sinclair has more charisma than all of them put together. And that includes Damon Kemp, who was actually the most charismatic of the group. So she should be in No Quarter Catch crew. Bring some life to this group.
Yes.
But I'm watching this match, and Kendall does this flying armbar, and she's doing all this great wrestling, and she does this deep arm drag. And right after I watched that arm drag, I was like, okay, I figured out what's going to happen right here. Like, they're going to help Kendall win, and Kendall is going to be in the No Quarter Catch crew because she's a much better fit. At least as a worker. But in fact, Rin Sinclair won, and now she is in the No Quarter Catch crew.
Can you give
and
Rin Sinclair some
their
credit?
And I like Rin Sinclair.
She was great in this match.
I think she's good. I like
especially
her.
Especially offsetting Kendall Gray. I thought she was excellent. She was actually trying to, like, you know, work holds and, you know, make it look like there was a little bit of a struggle going on as well, too. I'd love to see these two together more as things go along. I don't know if that's going to be the case or not, because we may be setting up for Adriana Rizzo and Rin Sinclair matches when the D'Angelo family and them get back into it together. But can you explain Carly Bright? And is Carly Bright now going to be a thing with Miles
Bourne? No, I can't explain any of this.
Why is Carly Bright in Kendall Gray's corner?
They're friends. Sometimes people have friends, Mike.
I guess.
They want to get a lot of human beings on television. Okay? They do it in Dynamite, too.
They're doing that,
too.
Especially the blondes.
How many humans can we get on television in 2 hours?
Oh, they did it during those picnic scenes, that's for sure.
I'm not going to talk about that. And then the main event was Axiom and Nathan Frazier versus MSK for the tag titles. So they note that it was like 800 days ago. Which sounds like that's a long time. Nice. MSK had to vacate the tag team titles, never got them back, never lost them in the ring.
Never explained why.
They're going to face Axiom and Nathan Frazier here. And it was a good match. It was actually quite a great match, in fact. And this crowd, like, they love MSK. They love the Rascals. And as we've been talking about on the show for, like, weeks now, this is the best Wesley in probably years. Probably since 865 days ago or whatever when they broke up. Wesley, I mean, he's just great. He's so happy. He's having so much fun. They're having fun. They're having great matches. It's like, it's awesome. So I thought very good chance they're beating Axiom and Nathan Frazier, because they've been teasing that those guys are going to have a split for a while now. During this match, great match, they pin Wesley. And you could just hear the air go out of the crowd when MSK lost. They were like, oh, man, we so thought it was going to happen tonight. So both teams shake hands afterwards. And the Rascals help Wes to his feet. They're saying, I promise we're going to get those titles back. We're going to do it. And all of a sudden, Wesley super kicks Trey. He kicks Wentz right in the nuts. And man, like, I think they should have gone longer with, like, the Rascals, because they just, like, got together like 3 weeks ago or whatever. I would argue they should have gone longer. But hey, you know what? This got so much heat.
Yeah, it did.
These fans were furious. I'm not talking like booing bad guys or whatever. I mean, they were so sad when they lost. And then when Wes turned on these guys, I mean, they were furious. And then they're so mad that they start screaming profanities to the point where they have to just like turn the volume off on the show. And so Wes is trying to explain why he's done this, and you can't hear the guy. Luckily, we heard one thing that he said was, "You left me alone!" He's angry that he was abandoned 865 days ago by these guys, and he's turned on them. And the crowds, they're chanting profanities. Then they start chanting, "Why, Wes, why?" He destroys these radicals, and he leaves them, or rascals, and leaves them for dead. And, I mean, I could do without another 865 days of brooding, sad, emotional Wes Lee. But man, they did not see this turn coming. And it got over in a big way in terms of heat. So we'll see where it goes. But I mean, I would have put the titles on him, done like a run, and then did the turn down the road. But you know what I've mentioned before? It's not my show. Not my show.
Brian, in those 865 days or whatever it was since those titles were lost, we got to see Wes Lee as the North American champion. And we got to see that become basically his entire existence as a human being. If he had it, he was the nicest guy in the world, on top of the world, offering title matches to whoever he wanted to offer title matches to. And then there was that other side of him when he would lose it, or when somebody that he didn't want to challenge him would challenge him, and he'd be kind of a prick. And it's like, wait a second, this is bubbly babyface Wes Lee. What is this guy's problem?
Oh, yeah, this guy had an attitude for a long time. And then here's another problem with this Wes Lee character. For like the last 6 months, all we've been hearing about is the North American title. He doesn't care about anything except the North American title. That's his belt. It's his belt. He will get it back. He doesn't care about anything else. So on this show, he pretty much said, North American title's great, but what I really want is to tag titles with my friends. Just moved on. This man needs some therapy. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A reminder, in 1 hour now, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, it'll be myself and Lance Storm with our live Q&A. And you will be able to watch it on video.f4wonline.com live. As a video subscriber, you can actually watch all of the shows live. That is video.f4wonline.com. It's $9.99. And you can also check out Twitch, which you can subscribe to our Twitch channel for free. And as a Twitch subscriber, you'll also be able to watch the show at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. And you can use your Amazon Prime account to get a free Twitch subscription every month. So you just hit that subscribe button, and then it offers you use Amazon Prime. You say yes, it's a free perk with your Prime account, and you can watch free. And you can put questions in the chat box there. So if you're only an audio listener, you should check out one of the video services. It's fun. And if you're not yet a subscriber, you can go to WrestlingObserver.com and get the whole shebang, which is all of the newsletters, the Wrestling Observer newsletter, all of the archives, all of the radio shows and archives. 15,000 audio shows dating back to 2005, almost 20 years worth of audio that you can go up and listen to. That's $14.99. And if you don't want the newsletter, you don't want the board, you don't want the archives, you only want to hear a new show twice a day, three times a day, every day, because we do 2 to 3 shows a day, you can do that on Apple Podcasts, f4wonline.com/apple. So check that out.
20 years.
Yeah. 20 years. I've been thinking about this. Has anyone done a wrestling radio show longer than me? 25 years of Wrestling Observer Live as of this year. Is there another wrestling radio show that's lasted 25 years?
Not since Larry King.
1999, baby! We're out of here. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.